This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. And happy Father's Day to my father. I know he's looking down on us, and he'll be enjoying his Father's Day. And happy birthday to my father, Paul. I would have been 70 years old today. Good milestone, but gone too early. But we do miss him, and he won't be forgotten. Now, if you were listening to the show on the other side of the 6 o'clock hour, talked about how our newsletter this week was a tribute that went out to my father. We all, my mom wrote some stories. Both my brothers wrote stories, and one of my dad's real good friends that was family, was like a brother to him, wrote articles about it. And if you read there, then I'd be talking about my father today, giving my tribute out here. So obviously, it just want to say, you know, I had mentioned that I'd tell you the reasons why I got into this industry. It's actually pretty simple. When I was 6 years old, my parents moved to Maine from Marshfield, Mass. We lived in Marshfield, Mass. So I was about six and a half. I turned seven when we came into our new house in Maine. And you know, at that age, what I wanted to do was I just wanted to hang out with my dad. My dad had bought a new garden center, and he had, you know, started to run the garden center up there called the Family Patch. A lot of you have heard it before. We've talked about it. I know my father used to talk about it all the time. But he was, you know, as any owner of a new business, it had been established, but it was new to us. You're there all the time. What did I want to do? I wanted to see my dad. I wanted to hang out with my dad. And so on the weekends, I'd go up there and just kind of follow him around, see what he was doing, listen to him, and just hang out. And that was my way to just hang out with my dad. Because in the retail industry, when it comes to this, you are working every weekend. So, you know, you don't get to always see all the events you do on the weekends. You know, being about seven, I was, you know, my dad, when he would get home, would have dinner and hang out a little bit, but then I'd go to bed. So I just wanted to hang out with him, and following him around and listening to him, it just started to stick. And, you know, just hanging out with my dad turned into a passion for my life because of him. And you've learned so much from everything that he had taught me along the way. For some of you out there who had met me at a garden center, I used to say when people would come in, they'd come in and say, oh, I listened to Paul for like 30 years, and I do everything he says. And my line that I used to say to people is, I've been trying not to listen to that guy for about 30 something years, and people would look at me and go, what do you mean? What's, you know, and I'd look at him and say, well, it's my dad. You're not supposed to listen to your dad. That's what kids do. That being said, I listened to pretty much everything my father said to help me get to where I am today. And without him, I would not be the man I am today, the father I am, etc. So, you know, that's something I'll never forget, what he taught me and done for me. You know, so it's the man we miss, we love. And so happy Father's Day, Dad. Happy birthday. Hopefully, you know, we feel you all around us when you're, you know, not being here. But hopefully you think we're doing a good job here, taking over for you and doing everything. But for those of you who want to see some more stories about the family, take a look at our website. Go to our archives for the newsletter. When you go to the website at paulparent.com, it's actually on the top right where it says more. On that, when you click that menu, it'll actually say newsletter archives. There's a way to get the most recent one right at the top, and then there'll be other ones to be seen. You can actually go all the way back to, like, I want to say 2011, maybe even longer, but I think 2011 was the kickoff, the cutoff at this point. So definitely take a look at some of the old ones. I know I find myself looking through them, seeing what's there, and saying, oh, yeah, all right, I got to talk about that at some point. I got to remember this. I got to do this. You know, it's good to have in there to take a look at and get some information going forward. Again, like I said, this week's a dedication to my father on his birthday and Father's Day. We do miss him tremendously, so we wanted to show everybody out there how we do feel. Now, if you do have gardening questions or want to share a great memory of my father, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll definitely help you out. Now, I had I'd gotten a message via Facebook in regards to wondering what is called lasagna. Oh, just popped out of my head. Hold on here. I do have the message here. It's called the lasagna layering when it comes to making your own compost and taking a look at planting. And it's very interesting to be looking at that type of thing and saying, all right, you know, what does this mean? What is this? Simple information about it, just for it to make it so you can, you know, before you go into a lot of details, when you're making your garden bed in the spring, you actually make the compost in the garden where you're planting, okay? And what you're going to want to do is you layer different layers of what, you know, the different leafy type vegetables and that type of thing that you're using for compost, that you're making the compost with, not actually already produced compost that is, you know, fresh, finished compost. This is something that you're going to want to make into compost. So what you're going to do is, like a lasagna, make layers. Your lasagna, your pasta, if you will, is actually either topsoil or finished compost, peat moss, one of those things. So you create a nice layer of that, and then you fill it in with your compost that you're making. So your leafy vegetables, your flower petals, your leaves from the yard, that type of thing on there. You layer them up a couple inches, and then you put another level of compost on it, peat moss, topsoil, one of those right on top, and then again with more of the items that you're trying to compost. What will end up happening is the ground will go down a little bit because it is composting underneath, but it's a nice way to keep it that temperature, that warm temperature, and cooking pretty much underground. Or, in, you know, a lot of times you'll do it in like a raised bed. But that's a pretty cool way to look at it. So definitely think about what else you could be doing, you know, compost-wise. Is it just a compost pile? Or is it something along the lines of this where, you know, you're using what you've already got for compost and creating more and making it a bigger, better one? So just a thought. Wanted to bring it up as one of the listeners had asked me about it, asked my thoughts on it. So this is a pretty cool way to create a quicker compost because you're adding some of the compost you already have. So take a look at it and see if there's anything you can do to make your garden a little bit stronger, a little bit better. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about the 8 o'clock hour with natural alternatives, about mosquitoes, and what you can be spraying and doing. So take a listen for us at the 8 o'clock hour because we're getting into the barbecue season. We're getting out there where people are going to want to be out for the night, enjoying themselves. I was out last night with some friends. It was cute. My daughter and their son were watching a movie right on their lawn. They had sprayed some nice products out there to keep some of the bugs down, knowing what we were going to happen. So it was, you know, just something you want to think about. It's that time of year. We're getting out in the garden a little bit more. What can we do to help prevent some of these mosquitoes, etc.? We'll talk more at 8 o'clock with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. Until then, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we'll be back with more of your questions.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to wish, I've said this a few times, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I know myself, it's my greatest accomplishment is becoming a father. My two beautiful little girls. Kept them out late last night with the watching a video outside, watching a movie. So they're still, I haven't heard the pitter-patter of their feet right now, so that's a nice way, allowing getting some sleep in, so that's happy. Happy Father's Day to all you guys out there who are fathers. So thank you for everything you've done for everybody and got them taken care of, etc. So we've talked about a few different things and how it's not too late to be getting into the garden and doing a few things. So definitely if you're, worried, is it too late? Is this, can I still do vegetables? Can I still do this to the yard? Can I still do this? Let's talk about it and see what you can do. But you can definitely still be planting tomatoes, peppers, all the vegetables. Lettuces are great to be doing. They're quick germinators, so take a look at those. I like to do radishes in the ground. Those are a quick grower. I want to say it's like a 30-day turnaround time, maybe a little bit more when they're ready. So that's a good one to take a look at. Carrots, obviously, a little bit more than that. Potatoes, you should have already started earlier. Those are ones that, if you do now, you're going to have a late season. Maybe the way the weather's been going the past couple of years, we'll have a warm fall. It has nothing to do with climate change. There's no such thing as climate change, so that can't be it, right? That's our weather has been changing for the past few years, and we've been having later seasons in the fall, having warmer temperatures, etc. So maybe it'll be fine on you there. But you can still get out there, do some things, get things ready for the season, or continue to get things ready. I talked with a gentleman at the nursery the other day, and he was just explaining how, you know, he likes to things a certain way and likes them clean, etc. And he showed me a picture of his weeping cherry, and he said to me, "I cut it 3 times a year. I make sure it stays the way I want it to." You know, so this is, he's already, you know, pruned this back once. It flowered. He's going to prune it again to keep it that same shape. It has this beautiful umbrella look to it, nicely sticking out. It was gorgeous. About 30 years old. He showed me this picture, and I was just like, wow, that is incredible. But, you know, it has a nice shape to it that, you know, that weeping form is gorgeous. But, you know, there's still things to be doing is what I'm saying. Is this gentleman was saying, there's always something to do. I'm always doing something in the yard. I'm pruning, I'm cleaning, I'm cutting the lawn, etc. And that's what we can look at doing today or, you know, during the week, etc. We're going to have some nice weather when it comes to for growing, as we're going to have the weather of rain, you know, pretty much off and on all week. So that's great for growing. It's not great for hanging out outside or going to the beach. But for growing, it is a pretty good one. So, you know, if you're doing containers, doing something like that, definitely look at getting some good potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mix. Not all are created equal. Espoma organic potting mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma organic potting mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma organic potting mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1920. Like I said, this Espoma, the same company that brought you Hollytone and Plant Tone, Tree Tone, etc. They have great soil, nice mix. Once you put your hand in there, you feel it, and you say, all right, this is going to be a good one to do some container planting. So think about looking at that when you're getting some of your vegetables maybe purchased this weekend. Like I said before, you still got a good amount of time. So we're going to go to a break. On the other side, we'll answer more of your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling a New York Times story an act of treason. That in a tweet responding to the story that claims the administration's been targeting Russia's power grid as part of an ongoing operation to counter cyber attacks, describing the deployment of American computer code into Russia's power grid as a preemptive strike in case of a cyber attack. The Plains states, throttled by a series of tornadoes yesterday from Texas to North Dakota, the most recent in Indiana last night. Damage reported in Beech Grove, Rushville, and New Bern. No reports of injuries or fatalities. Target says a more than two-hour outage of its store checkout network yesterday was caused by an internal network issue and not by hackers or a virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've been noticing a lot of rabbits out in the yard and everywhere this year. Now, we talk about repellents that you can use and different things to keep them away. One thing I'd like to take a look at doing is possibly adding some plants that are more rabbit resistant in the yard, so they're not coming at you to do certain things. You know, there's a couple vegetables out there that, you know, they don't like as much. One of them, they might actually eat some of the younger plants. But for those of you who like tomatoes, squash, potatoes, those three right there are ones that they won't eat the young plants, or they won't eat the plants. They don't like the smell, the taste, etc. Peppers are one that they usually don't eat, but they might try to eat some of the younger leaves because it hasn't gotten everything yet. A few other vegetables, onions, asparagus, and artichokes. Those are good ones that, those are rabbit resistant vegetables. Now there's a ton of annuals and perennials. I could list it off here, but it would take a while. But let me give you a few of the highlights of some of the ones that, definitely are rabbit, resistant. Doesn't mean it's rabbit proof, but rabbit resistant. Basil's one of them. The, bee balm, black-eyed Susans. For the shadier areas of bleeding heart. Catmint doesn't like the geranium, the perennial geranium. Let's see, some of the lantana is a nice annual this time of year that it won't eat as well. Lavender, marigolds it doesn't like. Have you ever heard of using marigolds around a garden bed? That your vegetables having the marigolds on the outside? Bunnies don't like it. They get that first. That's one way of repelling them away. So that's a thought. couple others, petunias, salvia, Russian sage, sedums, verbena, vinca, and zinnias. Now a few trees, then and shrubs that they not often eaten by rabbits. Juniper, spruce, and fir. Juniper, I definitely can understand why they don't like it. A lot of the junipers are prickly, and we get I know I get some, you know, like a rash from some of the junipers just because of the oils that it emits and gets into your pores. So that's, I know that happens there. So just, those are a few of the rabbit-resistant type plants that you could be using. If you wanted to take a look at like a list, I found a great one. One of the websites they talk about all the time is called thespruce.com, and this had one of those on there. Has a really long list of what rabbits like. Actually, has a lot of information about what they like. I'm pretty sure everybody out there who plants out there knows what the rabbits like. And rabbits will eat anything when they're hungry. Hence why I said earlier, the vegetables, the peppers, they might go after when they're young. So something to think about and take a look at when you're gardening. What can I use that is going to be rabbit resistant, knowing if you have the rabbits or not. And I, like I said, this year I've seen more rabbits than most years. All over the place. So just, I like to look out for them because they're running all over. They're scared of us when we're around. They're scared of, that type of thing. So just throwing that out there. Now, like I was saying earlier about barbecue season, there's a great product out there to use, from Summit, Solutions. Now, mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, or any standing water to kill a mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunk won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. It's a great thing to be doing that, you know. One of the things that I tend to do out in the garden is sometimes you'll forget, like, you left the wheelbarrow out. The wheelbarrow is upright. It rains, water sits in it, and it's a mosquito breeding site. You know, you've just brought it to them. And so I'd like to remember now and make sure that I, you know, empty the water, do some of the things like that to make sure that those mosquitoes aren't going to be coming out there when I want to, you know, get to the barbecue, hang out outside in the afternoon, etc. But it's just, you know, something to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're celebrating Father's Day here with everyone, and my father's birthday, and one of the stories I remember, it's a bunch of stories mixed together, but I used to remember when my dad would go to garden centers during the week or on the weekends to do a talk. He'd go to garden clubs, would have them like at a library or something along those lines. I'd go with him. I was, you know, my mom would always say, you're his co-pilot, make sure he stays awake on the way there and back, and I'd usually be passed out on the way back because it would be past my bedtime. But I used to remember going to those when I was little and watching my dad stand up there for 2-3 hours and just answering questions left and right. I'm like, wow, I want to be like that guy. I want to be able to stand up in front of people and just answer anything that comes my way and know these things. So that's, you know, another thing to, like I said earlier, I just wanted to hang out with my dad. I wanted to hang out. I was, you know, they used it as I was his co-pilot when he was driving. I'm taking care of him, but, you know, we all know he was taking care of me and teaching me the ways of the garden. So, you know, that's what fathers do for you. So I wanted to share that story with you. I've just been thinking about different things over the past week to be talking about with on Father's Day here. So if you guys have questions, you can definitely give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do what we can to help you out. and answer your gardening questions today. So give us a call. We'll really look forward to helping you. Now, last week I told you guys I used a granular form of the Bonaid ant, flea, and tick control. And wanted to see a couple days, and I definitely have started to see the usage of it helping. I don't see as many ticks out there in the yard. Haven't really seen any since I've sprayed this. Ants around the yard, haven't seen them as much. See them in different areas. I might have missed some areas. So definitely working on the products. It's a reminder of, hey, you missed this spot, and that's why they're here. I've kind of moved them out to different areas. So that's something just that I've done myself, and I'm already seeing results. It's been a little bit over a week. It's about 10 days. I already seen results. So, it's definitely a good product to be using. They have multiple different styles. They have ones just as strictly, say, for ant control. Some that will say flea and tick. Some will just say mosquito, etc. But take a look and see. But Bonaid has some great products when it comes to taking care of the yard for to keep you safe from, the mosquitoes, the Zika, the West Nile, etc. So definitely think about it, what you can do to help prevent some of those things. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I've mentioned it a few times, but if you want to see some cool articles, go to our website. Go to last week's newsletter. This week's newsletter, and see what I'm talking about. My brothers, my mother, and a close friend of the family who was like a brother to my dad wrote some articles for you guys to just see what it's like for us having him in our lives, my dad. So, just take a look at what's out there. Now, I want to talk a little bit about different plants that you can be using in the garden. And this is the time where, you've seen a few things bloom and you're saying, okay, I want this, I want this, I want to add this to this. Take a look at adding lilacs to the garden. Not only do they smell just like springtime, but they're gorgeous to look at too. So many different colors, so many of the common ones, if they've, they don't just have that common purple. There's pinks and dark purple, light purple, purple with white edges, pink with white, just a number of styles. There's one that's called Sensation Lilac that it's kind of like if you're looking at a hosta and you see the leaves, it's got the white on the outside and then the green on the inside. This is the same thing, except the flower has the white on the outside and purple in the center. It's stunning to look at. It's a sensation, if you will. But that is a Sensation Lilac that is gorgeous when you take a look at it. It's got a great smell and great look to it. It comes in many different colors. Like I said, there's some blues. It's like a dark purple, light purple into a blue. So take a look at the different styles. I know some garden centers have them just when they're blooming, but they might have a few others, so take a look. Different styles of lilacs, more of the open face flower or that clumped flower. The majority of what you'll see is the clumped flower. So take a look at your local garden center and see if they have one, because these are awesome to add to the landscape. The fragrance, the look, the everything, it just does well for you. It is a deciduous shrub, so you're going to definitely need to think about that. It's not something that keeps its leaves all year, which would be evergreen. It's something that's going to lose its leaves in the fall going into winter. So, again, might not be for you. But it's definitely worth thinking about and adding to a garden, because it's definitely a good-looking plant to have out there. So, Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you can give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And hopefully we can make sure that you're taking care of this this season. So give us a call. Do what we can. In the meantime, are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, spores, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Get some Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today. Go gardening organically with the Captain. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is available at these fine retailers. You can find them at Cohasset Village Greenery in Cohasset, Mass. Garden Factory in Rochester, New York. And at Achille Heart Agway near you in New Hampshire. We're going to go to a break on the other side. We'll answer more of your gardening questions. Give us a call here. The Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. We're going to be right back. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How's it going today?
Rick. Waiting for the rain to come back.
Yeah.
Somewhere around a month ago, you had someone asking about pruning blueberries. They had some dead tips on them.
Yep.
And that's one plant that likes to get pruned right to the ground, and it gives you a chance to use those anvil cutters that you have no idea where to use them because it's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah.
And you snap them babies off down low at a slight angle so they don't pool water on them when it rains. But don't throw them away. Keep them off to one side so when you're out barbecuing and or feeding the mosquitoes in the area, take those little shoots that you cut off, and while you're cooking, most of your food, I mean, not hot dogs and hamburg, but your real food and barbecue, throw a few of those on over coals, and they'll make a nice smoke to flavor all the food that you're cooking, so you... And it also gets rid of them, keeps them away from the blueberries. But about now, your first run of blueberries should be coming up anyway. But don't worry about pruning off the old dead stuff. It's still going to help the plant in the long run. But they're good for seasoning.
That's a pretty cool tip, Daryl. I appreciate that. Get some of that nice flavor in there.
Oh, yeah.
So might be a nice one to be doing soon, but I like how you said they're feeding the mosquitoes. That's
big this year. Oh.
Yeah.
I saw one of the neighbor kids going by with a couple of mosquitoes holding them up in the air. Oh, this is going to be a bad year. But
yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, there's There's some sprays you can do out there, but they're not going to get everything. They'll get the majority of them, but, man,
we worry about the ticks.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned the tick granule there to spread around, because trying to get a halter for your various, your guinea hens, you know.
Yep.
Walking around town with a guinea hen eating the ticks as you're walking by, people look at your point, and it's just a lot to take. But,
yeah, definitely. So. Yeah, definitely is.
You have a great day. And,
you too, Daryl.
All right. Be good. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. That's a good one. That's a good one with using the blueberries. We do have another call on the line, Nathan. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Let's go right to it.
We've got Ann in Cape Cod.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I was putting a plant in the yard the other day, and with an arm's length was about an inch and a half diameter deep hole. I put dirt in it, came back to water the other plant, and whatever it is, had kicked the dirt out of the hole. Do I have mold, voles?
Now, is the hole going straight up?
Straight down into the ground, yes.
Yeah, so it's not like at an angle or anything. Are you noticing any of the ground around it raised as well?
No.
Okay. Might be it might be a snake hole. It might be, mole or vole. But most moles, what they do is they're going to raise the ground underneath them. They're going to create tunnels in those areas.
Yeah, this was really deep.
Yep.
It wasn't a tunnel type thing. It was a deep hole. And I suppose it could be a snake. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that's probably what it's going to be, to be honest with you. Because like I said, the moles make the tunnels all over the yard. Same with the voles there. The other thing is moles like to work at night. They just, they're nocturnal, so they're up all night. And so that's, you wouldn't have seen like the dirt pushed off already.
Yeah.
Take a look and see if like maybe there's something else you can do. Maybe you can fill that hole with water, force something
okay.
out. Because like you said, you filled it with dirt and it kicked it right back out.
Right.
If it is a snake, if you're worried about having them in the yard, they do have like snake repellents, snake stopper, I believe, or like a shake of a granule bonite has. So that's a good one to think about. But I definitely think that's what you're looking at.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Patrick. Yeah.
All right, Ann. Have a great
Bye-bye.
One. Bye-bye.
You also.
Thank you. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the break, Victoria from Natural Alternatives will be joining us for the 8 o'clock hour. Everybody who's we're losing for the show, you can join us online at our website. But to everybody, happy Father's Day. We'll see you next week, but we'll be here for the next couple hours.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.